I caught myself outdistancing One Eye. This premature burial has not been good for him. Without his skills, he has weakened physically. He's beginning to show his age. I let him catch up. You and Goblin enjoy your adventure. He could not choose between a smirk or a scowl. Got you again, eh? Their battle has been on since the dawn. One Eye starts each skirmish. Goblin usually finishes. He grumbled something. What? Yo! Someone shouted. Everybody up top! Alert! Alert! One Eye spat. Twice in one day? What the hell? I knew what he meant. We have not had 20 alerts our whole 2 years out here. Now 2 in one day? Improbable. I dashed back for my bow. This time we went out with less clatter. Elmo had made his displeasure painfully apparent in a few private conversations. Sunlight again, like a blow. The entrance to the hole faces westward. The sun was in our eyes when we emerged. "You damned fool!" Elmo was yelling. "What the hell you doing?" A young soldier stood in the open, pointing. I let my gaze follow. "Oh, damn," I whispered. "Oh, double bloody damn." One Eye saw it, too. Taken. The airborne dot drifted higher, circling our hideout, spiraling inward. It wobbled suddenly. Yeah, taken. Whisper or journey?
Good to see old friends, Goblin said as he joined us.
We had not seen the Taken since reaching the plain. Before that, they had been in our hair constantly, having pursued us all the 4 years it had taken us to get here from Juniper. They are the lady's satraps, her understudies in terror. Once there were 10. In the time of the domination, the lady and her husband enslaved the greatest of their contemporaries, making them their instruments, the 10 who were taken. The Taken went into the ground with their masters when the White Rose defeated the Dominator 4 centuries ago, and they arose with the Lady 2 turns of the comet back. And in fighting among themselves, for some remained loyal to the Dominator, most perished. But the Lady obtained new slaves. Feather. Whisper. Journey. Feather and the last of the old ones, the Limper, went down at Juniper when we overcame the Dominator's bid for his own resurrection. 2 are left. Whisper. Journey. The flying carpet wobbled because it had reached the boundary where Darling's Null was enough to overpower its buoyancy. The Taken turned away, falling outward, got far enough to recover complete control. Pity it didn't come straight in, I said, and come down like a rock.
They're not stupid, Goblin said. They're just scouting us now.
He shook his head, shuddered. He knew something I did not. Probably something learned during his venture outside the plane.
Campaign heating up, I asked.
Yep.
What are you doing, Bat Breath? He snapped at One Eye. Pay attention.
The little black man was ignoring the Taken. He stared at the wild wind-carved bluffs south of us.
Our job is to stay alive, One Eye said, so smug you knew he had something to get Goblin's goat. That means don't get distracted by the first flashy show you see.
What the hell does that mean?
Means while the rest of you are eyeballing that clown up there, another one sneaked up behind the bluffs and put somebody down.
Goblin and I glared at the red cliffs. We saw nothing.